You're watching Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, equipping the body of Christ and tomorrow's leaders to reach America and the world.
Hey there, I'm interrupting this broadcast Breakthrough to deliver some really, really exciting news, especially for pastors, church leaders, everyone involved in ministry. You know, the only difference between you and someone you perceive to be more successful is knowledge. And I want to inform you of a tremendous opportunity to discover secrets, strategies to increase growth and breakthrough roadblocks that may be limiting your influence, your overall reach for God's kingdom. Valor Christian College proudly presents Breaking the Growth Barrier Seminar with Dr. Alvin Reed, July 2nd through July 4th, right before Dominion Camp Meeting. Dr. Reed is one of the world's foremost experts in church growth, evangelism, and kingdom influence. And he's written some of the most recognized and awarded books on the subject. In this 3-day intensive seminar, he's ready to equip you with tools that you need to fine-tune the trajectory of your ministry and catapult it beyond all current barriers. Dr. Reed has taught at great institutions like Liberty University, Southwestern Seminary, Cape Town Theological Seminary, Harvard University, Duke University, and dozens more. His vast missions experience in over 30 nations gives him invaluable insight that he's excited to share with you. So I encourage you, be here. Find a renewed sense of vision as you discover innovative, creative, practical means for marked growth and improvement. Space is very limited. Better not procrastinate. Register now at valorcollege.edu. That's valorcollege.edu for this exclusive Breaking the Barrier seminar, Wednesday, July 2nd through Friday, July 4th. City Harvest Network members can take advantage of a very, very special discount, but only if you act quickly. This transformational training is eligible for fully accredited college hours, or you can audit and receive an auspicious certificate of completion. So hurry now to valorcollege.edu. And I'll be looking forward to hosting you right here in Columbus, Ohio, beginning July 2nd.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you.
Come on, somebody.
Not this people, and not today.
We need a move of the Spirit.
God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this.
History makers, and tomorrow we'll change the world.
Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th through the 6th, DominionCampMeeting.com.
Pentecost and the Holy Spirit baptism, where the God in Christ becomes the Christ in you. Celebrating God's holy fire and unequaled power, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Welcome to a very, very special
Holy Ghost infused, anointed broadcast of your breakthrough. I'm Alisa Henry, alongside my pastor, Dr. Rod Parsley. So happy to be here with you today.
Not as happy as I am to have you back with me.
Thank you.
We love having you on Breakthrough.
I absolutely love being here. It is such an honor. Now, Pastor, I'm going to challenge you right away to stay in your seats while I share the chapter titles, just the chapter titles, in your latest book, Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. Now, here they are.
Okay.
A Pentecost Primer, Pentecost Through the Ages.
I'm about to shout.
The Pentecostal Distinctive. Accessing the supernatural,
yes.
The spark of power,
yes.
The antidote for the modern church and culture,
yep.
A very present Pentecost.
That's it.
And Pentecost Revival If, only if.
There it is. You know, we could spend an entire week on every one of those chapters. At least I could, because I get really, really subject to bursts of enthusiasm when I talk about Pentecost.
And that would be amazing. It would be so wonderful, Pastor. But that's why you must get this powerful new book, the second in the trilogy that began with Revival If, now Pentecost If. As you celebrate 50 years in full gospel ministry, it's more than evident that the Holy Spirit and Pentecost has been a powerful anchor in your life,
yes.
And ministry.
Yes.
Now, you could have written these truths at any time. Why now?
The fire of Pentecost was, and it will always be, self-announcing. Mm. Here in the spring, you know, in Ohio, you're aware of it. Tornadoes often kind of rip through the landscape, and we don't ever have to be told that a mighty wind has cleared the place, mm-hmm. because a fire is self-announcing.
Yeah.
And so we look at that landscape and we know something's happened. And that's what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. You can't see him, but you can see the effects of his presence. Mm. The cleansing of Pentecostal fire in an age of a powerless Pentecost. Mm. You know, we seem to have more puppets in the pulpit.
Talk about it.
Than we do prophets. We've got more power brokers than prophets preaching the gospel. We got more compromise than conviction in the pews of our churches. And so it's therefore incumbent upon us to plead for God, who indwells mortals, to come and fill us full of his Holy Spirit.
Wow, Pastor, that was so powerful. You know, sometimes controversy is your traveling companion, following your ministry, being under you for all these years.
Yes.
I know, but it's because you're a truth teller.
Yes.
Very early in the book, Pentecost If, you make a very strong statement that many churchgoers are in a dangerous spiritual decline, due in large part to their relationship with the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
You know, in the book, I talk about how would you feel if you walked into a room and everyone there just ignored you. They didn't speak to you. They didn't acknowledge you. Well, suppose that happened week after week, and you felt totally isolated, that you weren't a part of. You could hear them talking about you, but they never spoke to you. That's what happens in churches all around the world. Every Sunday morning, people talk, they sing about the Holy Spirit. They even sing, "Welcome, Holy Spirit." They want his presence. They wait for him. But when he decides to demonstrate himself, those same folks disregard him and continue asking him to manifest.
Wow.
Look, the wind of God blows east, and they keep going west as hard as they can go under their own power. They set aside the rushing mighty wind. What they need to set aside is their plan, their program, their click track of the service going on in their ear. Whether that's written, whether it's memorized, or whether it's that click track in their ear. To capture the wind of God, one has to be willing to adjust their sails. You have to lose your plan. You have to catch the breath of God. Pentecost IF's foundational scripture is Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, takes up personal residence on the inside of your mortal body in the right here and now, the selfsame Spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God. What a thought. What a revelation. How much we're missing, right?
Right, exactly. The mortal mind can't explain
it. No.
The living God is in us. And that's what you've been teaching. The living God is inside of us.
Yes.
This wonderful book, Pentecost IF, is one that you'll read over and over. With each chapter, you'll grow stronger, the spark of God energizing you to complete your God-called mission.
Yes, Jesus.
We're now in the holy feast season of Pentecost. We've been given a priceless gift. And it's time to respond to heaven's outpouring, not with a hastily written thank you card, but with a Pentecost seed that expresses obedience, wrapped with thankfulness. Pentecost was set by God to begin 50 days after Passover. Pente means 50. For your Pentecost seed today of at least $50, you'll receive a signed author's edition of Pentecost IF, plus other ministry gifts to build your faith and starve your doubts to death. Don't you just love that? In this year of double grace and double favor, let me invite you to sow a double Pentecost seed of $100, $50 in each hand. Your generous Pentecost seed will help Breakthrough continue its 40-year mission of taking the full gospel of Pentecost to the world. And we can't do it without you. So please, call now. Sow your best Pentecost seed of $50, $100, or perhaps much more. You can also scan the QR code on your screen or rush your letter in the mail. We'll be right back.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for seven blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost IF, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on Ancient Secrets for Pentecostal Power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio 43216. Thank you for helping Breakthrough carry the power of Pentecost to the world.
Miss Elisa, we are having ourselves a time today on Breakthrough. We're diving deep into the truths inside my brand new book, from Destiny Image Publishers, Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets, Timeless Truths, Releasing Pentecostal Power in Your Life.
Pastor, power is in great evidence all around this campus. Mm. I can't help but to think back to my classes at Harvest Preparatory School as a young girl.
Sure.
I mean, the moving of the Holy Spirit, even in high school.
Yes.
Ballard Christian College, those yes. chapels.
Yes.
So, so powerful. The beyond legendary spiritual earthquakes during Dominion Camp Meeting.
My.
They have truly changed my life, and that's an understatement, even saying that.
Yeah.
And like you, though, I'm concerned that many have yet to experience that dunamis power of the Holy Ghost that you write about so wonderfully in the chapter, A Pentecostal Primer.
The Pentecost feast, the celebration, in the Greek it's or Hebrew it's a moedim. It's a party, really, is what it is. In Acts chapter 2, there was one of those. Mm-hmm. It was a day of motion, emotion, and commotion. A mighty rushing wind filled the house in Jerusalem. The aftermath was astounding. Supernatural events, manifestations began to occur everywhere. Miracles, signs, wonders culminated in a revival of the very presence of God. Mm. Praise was everywhere. Power was in demonstration, such as the world really had never experienced up to that point.
Mm.
Well, that same spirit that split the Red Sea transformed the 120 in that upper room in downtown Jerusalem, and they all spoke in tongues of fire.
Wow.
They now wore the brand of the Holy Spirit of God. There was no faint flicker, my friend, but a blazing inferno of authority and divine power.
Now, is that same brand possible today?
It sure is. It's not only possible, it is probable, but only if.
If.
If. Pentecost, if. There were no academic, no ritualistic, no racial, no cultural, no religious, no language barriers left standing around when that mighty wind blew. Mm. They'd received a new passport delivered by the Holy Spirit of God Himself. They were on the move. They were not stagnant. They were not slow. They certainly weren't stalled. Their witness of God's grace and power was out in the open, unhindered by anything, unstoppable by anyone. The dunamis power gave their words credibility.
Wow.
Now, this kind of supernatural explosion was not only unprecedented, it was unforeseen by everyone except Miss Elisa, the Lord Jesus Himself. Yeah. He knew they'd need the Holy Ghost to reach their Jerusalem, to spread on out into their Judea, their Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth, to show forth His image in the earth. Let me give it to you. It's in the book, Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For God has predestined us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Gosh, we want to run around this studio
set.
So less of what we consider ourselves to be.
That's it.
And more like Him.
Yeah, there's a generation on earth right now lost, separated from a true relationship with Jesus Christ. Could be you, undone. You don't feel the presence of God in your life. Jesus Christ isn't being real to you. So we have to reach out to you, and then together we have to reach out to them before it's eternally too late. In this God-ordained Moedim celebration moment, there's a great urgency, Miss Elisa, in my spirit. The time we have left in this prophetic season on earth, I believe to be very, very short. Jesus is coming soon.
Yeah.
And we absolutely must go into the harvest fields with passion,
yeah,
with purpose, mm-hmm, and with divine power. Let me speak to you just for a moment. I want you to understand that I've had a visitation of the Holy Spirit, and it's left me deeply, deeply concerned about reaching our children, our youth, teenagers, young college age adults, young married couples with small children. I need to reach them. They've had so little witness of Jesus or the Holy Spirit in their lives. Listen, I know many of you grew up with Sunday school and a mother and auntie that prayed for you, but not now. They don't understand that. It's never really even been presented to them as a viable lifestyle. And I need the help. I'm not ashamed to ask you. I need the help of a very, very select group of friends listening to Miss Elisa and I right now today on Breakthrough. I've prayed that the Holy Spirit will speak to you about sowing an uncommon Pentecost celebration seed. I want you to sow it by faith. I want you to wrap it in your expectancy. It's a special gift. I'm not speaking to everyone. I understand that. But I know that God has those watching right now who need to hear me say, it's time for you to release that $1,000 seed. For someone, might even be you, it could be a seed of $2,025 in this year of double grace and double favor, 2025. The world needs, is in desperate need of the life-transforming truth, the power of salvation in Jesus Christ and the mighty baptism in the Holy Spirit. Churches, preachers need to be stirred again. They need a divine go to enter their souls. I can reach them. God's anointed me to do it, but I can't do it without you. I need your help today to not only preserve the message of Pentecost, but to fan the very flames of revival and keep the power of God alive in the earth today. Now, if that's you, for your gift today of $1,000 or more, I'm not speaking to everyone, but I am speaking to someone. The need to reach our children, our youth, burns in my soul. Are you hearing me today? And you have the opportunity, you have the ability to become the answer to that prayer, to become a vital part of reaching so many who need to hear this great message. And I want to invite you right now, pick up that phone. It's always right there beside you. Call that number right there on your screen. Sow your very best Pentecost celebration seed. Now, for your gift of $50 or more, I'm going to send you a specially signed author's edition of Pentecost If, along with other brand new ministry resources. You can also scan the QR code right there on your screen or write to me today. Now, I can tell Miss Elisa's getting anxious to ask another question about Pentecost If. You don't want to miss it. So call right now, sow your Pentecost seed, and receive your signed author's copy of Pentecost If.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for seven blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on ancient secrets for Pentecostal power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Thank you for helping Breakthrough carry the power of Pentecost to the world.
I'm believing that all seven, and there are seven scriptural benefits of Pentecost. I'm believing every one of those, like oil, is going to be poured out in your life. And don't forget now, request your Pentecost anointing oil when you call, or just use the QR code right there on your screen. As you sow your very generous, God-glorifying Pentecost offering.
Amen. Pastor, thank you. Thank you for writing this book, for paying the price, the hours and hours of studying and writing and rewriting. We are so much richer for it. And I would encourage this audience to get your copy of Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. I've about worn mine out already. You know, I like to read, and this, your books have changed my life. And this is another
one. Thank you, Miss Lisa. How many books have you already read this year?
I think I'm at 42.
42 books. So,
but the best one.
She's an authority, see? And she believes in Pentecost If.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for being with me today. Hope you'll come back and be with me. I want to thank all my wonderful partners and friends. It's because of you and only because of you that we've been here now for over 40 years. Guess what? We'll be here next time, too, on your international broadcast of Breakthrough. We'll see you then. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.